Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, if any of you are looking to save money and not, you know, spend on all your Netflix and cable, now's the time to do it, because every day there is some drama. I mean, I can't think of a reality TV or a movie plot line that is better in terms of controversy and dramatics and theatrics than what's going on now. So, tragically, we have a baby formula shortage, and this is tragic. I mean, parents do not know what to do, and most of us doctors that have seen people struggle financially to buy formula and you know, not get, let's say, their, you know, like the WIC, you know, formula products that they can, sadly, they turn to diluting. They turn to cutting back. And so the baby formula shortage will translate to malnourishment of our infants. It's serious. It's a serious issue. But yesterday, news broke that there are pallets of formula, allegedly, at the border. And more shipments are coming to the border because of laws, and understandably so, need to feed children that are detained or apprehended at our border. And so a GOP Florida congresswoman received pictures from border agents going, look at these pallets of baby formula, they're here. Now, is it enough to feed the country? You know, it's, I can't tell you how many pallets there are, but it's obviously drawing huge controversy, and this, you know, concept of America Last. And this is something that has been surfacing over and over again, such as when schools were closed in California, but migrant children were able to be in class. People in California are like, why can't our kids go to school? And so I get, you know, as a doctor, when there's somebody sick, I mean, I put my patients first before my family all the time. And it's just something you do when you want to help. You want to help, you help, and then you're like, well, whoever's behind me is going to have to deal with it. The problem is this is a national crisis, this baby formula shortage. You have malnourished children that could affect them for the rest of their lives. This is a very serious problem. And, you know, you can't give a child milk. You know, we don't have enough milk and milk banks, breast milk banks, to cover the formula shortage. So if we have a process by which we're not feeding Americans, it's going to obviously draw some controversy. Now, as a doctor, I mean, if there's a child that needs to be fed, a child needs to be fed. But we are starting to be faced with the reality of there's only so much. There's only so much money. There's only so much food. Now we keep thinking, well, they could just print up more money. They could just make more formula. Well, moms right now that are struggling to find formula can't. And so even though the average American is like, look, if there's a baby that comes to our border that's starving, feed it. But where the debate lies is, should we be telling parents there's not going to be food because we have a shortage? Don't come here. So basically what happened was Representative Kat Kamak had posted on her Twitter and a Facebook video that at the Ursula Processing Center at the U.S. border, there are shelves and pallets packed with baby formula. She compared it to a shelf in Florida. And she said, this is what America looks like. And I'm looking at some of these pictures. Some of the food is for toddlers, but some does appear to be baby formula. Now, how many children are at the border? I mean, how many children are we trying to feed? Well, according to BBC reports, they said as of early May, 22,500 unaccompanied children crossed the border. Now, an unaccompanied child would then not be a baby. But if there's 22,500 kids, and we know some of them are toddlers, imagine the number of kids accompanied as well. And I don't have an exact number of that. I can't tell you how many are infants. But we have to assume there are thousands of children that are requiring food when they come to our border. And so there's been, you know, some debate, you know, this is Biden's fault. This is, I mean, there have been laws, obviously, since the beginning that migrant children get fed. So migrant children, whether they are illegal or not, you know, they get fed. The problem is now we're at the point where, okay, we might have had plenty of COVID shots. We might have had plenty of COVID tests. So we could do that at the border. But what we don't seem to have is enough baby formula. So who gets the baby formula? Does a migrant infant or does an American infant? And this is going to be a topic that's going to keep surfacing, such as, you know, who gets a home? A migrant that's coming to the United States or our veteran, homeless veterans that are San Francisco, Vegas, I mean, all these are our homeless population. And so, as I've said before, we doctors, we know that if we don't take care of home, if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't help other people. It's something we keep forgetting and ignoring, but you can't ignore. Because if you as a doctor get sick, you're no help to nobody. Plus, you could burden the system as well. So when it comes to us wanting to be a ship that helps everybody else that's sinking, you got to make sure you plug the holes of the ship. Okay, here comes my analogies, all right? And you can only do so much. And if your ship isn't a healthy ship, if you don't have strong, you know, people in that ship, you can't help others you're trying to bring into the ship. So if we have high homeless population, if we have, you know, kids that are not getting formula, if we have lack of funds and lack of adequate medical care for individuals, how are we in a position of strength to help others? And I know we just want to help others, and I get that as a doctor. That's how I feel. I'm like, I don't care what resources we have. Let's help, help, help. But I think now we're facing that if we are running out, we're going to have to then rethink some of our policies because stuff is running out. It's going to take a while to get the supply chain back up and running with formula. I don't know how much is at the border, so I can't say if it makes a dent in our problem or not, but it obviously brings up the controversy. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So we got baby Omicron and grandbaby Omicron. Grandbaby Omicron, baby taking over baby Omicron. Okay. Papa Omicron or Mama Omicron or Parent Omicron took us in December, January, February. It was a pain in the butt. A lot of us got it despite our vaccination status, despite our mask wearing, and we were pretty ticked off. All right, got through that. All of a sudden now you have people with runny noses and headaches and mild fevers and body aches and, you know, and they're like, okay, well, is it flu? We are seeing flu. I mean, shockingly, we are seeing cases of flu. But the majority of the cases are COVID, either baby Omicron or grandbaby Omicron. So we have medications. The pharmacies are starting to get supplies, more and more of Paxlovid, the Pfizer protease inhibitor medication, or the molnupiravir, the Merck medication for COVID. And so you're thinking, great, I could go and take a COVID test, If I'm positive, call a doctor up and get my Paxlovid or Molnupiravir, be done, get over this COVID, and move on with my life, which we all want to do. The problem is you go and you take an at-home COVID test, either the ones that we got from our government that came from China, or, you know, you could get some random one over the counter or online, and it ends up saying, nope, not COVID. So you're like, well, huh. So my fever, my runny nose, and my nasal congestion, and my headache, and my cough isn't COVID. You know, maybe I have some other winter bug. You know, meanwhile, it's like, well, you know, we're already like mid-May. So, you know, you call up then your telemedicine provider. You get me, Dr. Dahlia. Hey, doctor, so it's not COVID, so give me some antibiotics. And I go, why isn't it COVID? Well, because I took an at-home test, and the at-home test said I was negative. Right? And then I tell you, with that at-home test, I mean, I have to clean it up a little bit. But I'm like, I am sick and tired of hearing these at-home tests, you Jack Diddley squad, not picking up Jack Diddley, you know, Amber Heard stuff. I don't trust it. You need to go get a PCR. They're like, no, all right? The whole purpose of everything, and one of the plans that Biden had, which sounded really, really good on paper, was you get a free COVID test. If your COVID test is positive, you get your Paxlovid for free, you get your vaccine for free, and it's all covered and we're all good. But the problem is these tests don't seem to pick it up. And I've been telling you guys from the beginning, we have false negatives. I'll read and I'll study, and you see these you know, headlines going, there are no false, hardly any false negatives. These rapid antigen tests are fantastic. Well, I did look at some studies, and with the Omicron wave we had from December to February, there was a study, an analysis of multiple at-home tests, and they found on average they were 37% sensitive in picking it up, which is roughly what I've seen in terms of patients calling in. So, Siri, no, Siri needs to, like, butt out. So, I'm very concerned that by the time somebody does show up positive for COVID, they're going to be too late and out of that five-day window to get Paxlovid or Molnupiravir. Well, now complicating matters is not only, you know, are we having tests from China, and who knows how good those are, but now we have counterfeit tests. Now, remember, I think it was last year there was some counterfeit tests, because, look, somebody's going to want to make money. There are people making money through COVID. They're still making money. And, you know, how are they making money? Well, because they're selling supplies. You know, just as an aside, any of you people that are saying, look, you know, I have PPE, I have stuff to sell, I'd rather you donate it to hotels who need it. Honestly, I understand that people are hurting for money, but this is not the time to try to capitalize on people. Well, sadly, the FDA has found that there are some counterfeit COVID tests. These are COVID tests that are not authorized, not cleared, not approved by the FDA for distribution or for use in the United States. They are made to look like authorized tests, so the users will think they are the real FDA-authorized test. The performance of these counterfeit tests have not been adequately established, and the FDA is concerned about the risk of false results when people use these unauthorized tests. So, and it's, you know, they're kind of getting under the radar because many at-home tests are negative anyway. So if somebody has a negative at-home test, they're not going to think it's counterfeit. They're just going to think, well, these tests seem to have a pretty high false negative rate. Now, I can't tell you exactly for each brand what the false negative rate is. I think some brands out there are better than others. But the other problem we have with the false negativity is some of you will have nausea, some of you will have diarrhea, and maybe you'll feel a little warm and achy. So you'll immediately swab your nose. Well, if you aren't really having a lot of respiratory issues, you might not be triggering that test to be positive. So, you know, in China, they were swabbing the tushy, you know, the rectum. I'm not saying that's what you need to do with these tests. Nobody is. But I'm wondering if that could, for the non-counterfeit test, maybe up some of the sensitivity for some of you with GI COVID. Let's go to the phone lines now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Mike calling from California. Hey, Mike, what city are you in?
Folsom.
Awesome. All right, tell me what's going on.
I was wondering if you know anything about this relationship between an earlobe crease a diagonal areola creates in heart disease. It's called Frank's sign.
Oh, yeah.
You ever heard anything about that?
Oh, yeah. I speak about that a lot. I learned about Frank's sign from one of my medical students, like, decades ago, whose father was a cardiologist. And I find some fascinating correlation between heart disease with that. Basically, a Dr. Frank back in the 70s described it with people with coronary artery disease, and we have seen studies looking at CT angiography, looking at the heart, looking at a diagonal earlobe crease, and finding a relationship. Many heart doctors still aren't completely on board, but they think, you know, because it's like, you know, why would an earlobe crease signify that? So we don't know if maybe it's the arteriosclerosis affecting the little blood vessels to the ear that causes the wrinkling. We found forehead wrinkling to also be related. But why? Do you have a crease in your earlobe?
Yeah, I've had one for a couple of years, and I feel like I'm not young, but I'm only 41 years old. Like, I thought I was kind of too young to have it. My dad's had, like, he has it on both ears, and, like, they're pretty fat creases. He's had it forever. And, you know, he's still smoking cigarettes, drinking beer every day, and he's in his 70s. So I'm like, okay, well, if he's not dropping dead, you know.
Right.
Not that I want that. I'm just saying.
No, absolutely. So, no, yeah. My father had an earlobe crease and he died of a heart attack. And so you're like, okay, oh gosh. So how I look at the earlobe creases is, I think the body sometimes gives signs that there needs to be some things that need to be checked. So obviously your father, you know, needs to be evaluated for heart disease. And the fact that he smokes, you know, obviously puts him at risk. For you, if you are starting to notice an earlobe crease, and sometimes it's genetic, sometimes it could just be a phenotype or something cosmetic, but if you haven't had your cholesterol checked, if you haven't had your blood sugar checked, your blood pressure checked, done maybe like one of those, CT heart screenings, you might want to consider it. I mean, we don't have, like I said, cardiologists saying, I saw your ear, go get checked, but heart disease is so common that you need to kind of get that looked at anyway. So, but your father especially.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I just I see it on a lot of older men, and if I just glance at somebody's earlobes, I might see it on one ear, and then older men that I know, like they would have it too, but they're still have active lives, like they don't seem to have any trouble. Yeah. So I think there's a relationship between like a heart episode that you might have had earlier in life. Like there have been times when I've been really upset or really nervous, and then my heart's just kind of doing whatever. So like I think it has to be a lot to do with like an episode or a traumatic heart event. You know what I mean? Like something.
It's interesting. You know, Bruce Willis.
And then it cuts off oxygen to the ear, and then that's why. To that part of the body, and then it would make
there's a lot of theories, you know, losing elasticity, just age. A lot of men have them. George Bush has it. Mel Gibson, I believe.
He was sober, yeah.
Bruce Willis, I believe, you know, has it as well. So yeah, these earlobe creases, you know, nothing to panic over. But if there is heart disease in the family, or if you haven't been checked, use it as an excuse to get checked. All right, Mike.
All right. Well, sounds good. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So yeah, earlobe creases, I've been following them. I'm a believer that it could signify something, you know, but as far as I'm concerned, we all should be getting our hearts checked because it's the number one killer. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of GOP senators are the latest American officials to pay a visit to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The visit comes as Ukrainian officials are negotiating with Russia to evacuate 60 medics and seriously wounded people from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol, the last sliver of resistance in the southern port city. According to a senior U.S. defense official, Ukrainian forces have been gaining ground in Kharkiv, pushing Russian troops north of the border. Russian President Vladimir Putin is now trying to keep Finland out of NATO, warning his Finnish counterpart that relations could be, quote, negatively affected if the country follows through with plans to apply for NATO membership. In a statement, the Finnish head of state told Putin how starkly Finland's security environment had changed after Moscow's February 24th invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. A bill that would have subjected Louisiana women to murder charges for having abortions was abruptly pulled. It happened as members of the State House voted to totally revamp the legislation by removing the criminal penalties. State Representative Danny McCormick, a Republican, received criticism from some stalwart abortion opponents and Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. Edwards is a devout anti-abortion Catholic who said that he would have vetoed the bill, adding that prosecuting women for abortion is, quote, absurd. South Africa is experiencing a surge of new COVID-19 cases driven by two Omicron subvariants that look like the original Omicron strain that was first identified late last year. The country has seen increasing cases and a somewhat higher number of hospitalizations, but no increases in severe cases and deaths. Make it six in a row as the losing streak on Wall Street continues for the major indices, this despite a happy close on Friday. You are listening to USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are still planning what you want to do this summer. And it's a little tricky because as we have these COVID waves, inflation, looming recession, some of you are wondering, you know, where's the best place to go? Well, last year, me and the family, we went to South Carolina and we went to see Myrtle Beach. And, oh, it was nice. It was nice. And, I can't stress enough how many beautiful beaches and places we have in this beautiful country to go to. And, you know, open air, we didn't worry about COVID and getting COVID last summer. It was one of our best trips as a family. So joining us next is Julie Ellis. She is a travel and tourism expert to talk to us about some vacation trip tips and some fun in the sun. Julie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. All right. And, you know, and we need some positivity right now with everything going on. You know, I think a lot of people are like, I can't take a vacation this summer. And you can. There's a lot of things people can do to wind down. Talk to us about what you're recommending tourists do.
Well, I think you touched on it when you were opening. The Myrtle Beach area just is a great place to spread out and feel safe. We have 60 miles of beautiful beaches, condotel style accommodations and beach houses, outdoor dining. So it's really a place to go enjoy the great outdoors and feel safe, get that sunshine that you need so much to stay healthy. So that's amazing, but it's also very affordable. You can have a high-end, expensive vacation, or you can do something very economical with your family, still get a great vacation, enjoy the beach and some attractions, but not break the bank.
It's so true. You know, I mean, people, they, you know, sadly, when we do start to have inflation or see a looming recession, that one of the number one industries that gets hit is travel. And I notice I would spend more money at home. That weekend or week sometimes. I think a lot of people don't realize that sometimes with travel, you might actually not be spending as much as you think.
You're absolutely right about that. And there are certainly ways to save money. In our region, we've got a lot of condotel styles with your own kitchens, beach houses, as I said. So you can get your own groceries. You don't have to eat out every single day. Another great thing about Myrtle Beach is it's within a day's drive of half of the U.S. population. So even with rising fuel costs, it's very affordable to get there. We've got a lot of great discount carriers that go right into our airport, 44 nonstop destinations. We've got the 2021 Best Small Airport, according to USA Today's Reader's Choice. It's just a mile from the beach, so it's very accessible, and it is very affordable, and you cannot beat the wide variety of great things to do at Myrtle Beach.
Oh, it is, and there was so much exercise, you know. I told the kids, today we're walking, and there was so much to see. It was so roomy. The people were nice. The stores, they had really some great stores with these funny T-shirts, and so my kids picked up some of these T-shirts. They have great shopping. It has everything. And, you know, I could ask as a physician, you know, when you do need to wind down and you do have vacation time, what is the best way to vacation? And a lot of people will choose exercise type, like cycling and hiking, and I think those are great, but sometimes you just need to feel lazy, and you need the ocean, and you need to hear the waves. I just think it's very therapeutic.
It is very therapeutic. I'm really happy to say I live a 5-minute walk from the beach. I spend a lot of time there, feet in the sand, soaking up that sun, and just getting grounded. It's a wonderful way to spend a vacation. You can also get crazy and do that stimulation just to kind of, you know, burn up that energy and go to live theaters, mini golf. We have golfing, 60 miles of beach, communities to explore, 14 of them, in fact. We have 2 state parks. You can also learn a lot. We have an art museum. We have a history museum. You can do bird watching at Huntington Beach State Park. You can go to a 9,000-acre outdoor sculpture garden and learn history and art. It is just such a vast area. It doesn't matter what kind of vacation you want. Sit and relax and read a book or go have a great time. We've got everything for any kind of vacation.
It's true. I just had a patient this morning that said he golfs there all the time. It's like some of the best golfing out there. And so I need to take that up. We are speaking to Julie Ellis, travel and tourism expert. You know, I'm West Coast girl, so I grew up with Zuma Beach, Long Beach. You know, the beaches in California, they're beautiful, but they're definitely different from East Coast. And the East Coast beaches, I noticed, seem to be a little bit more family friendly because of, you know, the sand just seems, I mean, what you're a lot more experienced in this. You know, why are beaches so much different on the East Coast than the West Coast?
You know, I probably can't even answer that as far as all the geology of it goes, but I can tell you that because of the crescent that is the coastline of South Carolina, the ocean dumps a bunch of sand, which our sand is white sand primarily. It's crust seashells. So it's this beautiful, soft, white sand. We have wide beaches, 60 miles long. It's one of the longest beaches in the world, in the top 10 for sure. And a really cool thing is that it encompasses 14 different communities. So there's a different vibe everywhere you go. You could be in Myrtle Beach for all the great, crazy fun, go northward or southward for something a little more laid back. It just is so accessible, and the beaches are just beautiful.
So, you know, as people are now trying to, you know, find airfare and you know, get their travel plans. What sort of tips do you have for tourists, you know, kind of looking at what they could do reasonably this summer?
Well, the most important thing to do is to plan ahead. Book early, book now, decide where you want to stay, decide what you want to do. If you get those tickets ahead of time, make reservations, it'll free you up to just enjoy connecting with your loved ones at the beach. If you go to visitmyrtlebeach.com, you'll find activities, events, attractions. You might want to look at all the great festivals that happen just about every weekend. We have the Carolina Country Music Festival coming up June 9th through the 12th. That is an amazing event. So you might look at those to help you plan your vacation, but you can find all that at visitmyrtlebeach.com, along with a lot of great indoor attractions. In case of rain, we've got Ripley's Aquarium, Rock and Jump, indoor trampoline parks, we have an indoor go-kart track, Wonderworks, we have a free art museum. So rain or shine, you can have an amazing time at the beach. And can we talk about food?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
food makes for a great vacation, doesn't it?
Yes.
We've got over 2,000 restaurants. It's a great foodie destination with great fresh seafood, fresh as you can get. We have a lot of international culinary options people don't always expect. We have great high-end surf and turf, healthy options, and, of course, the old beach favorites as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see the aquarium at Ripley's, but there was also that attraction where I think it was an upside-down house. What's that called?
Yes, that's called Wonderworks. It is an interactive science museum. So not only is it fun and stimulating, you can learn a lot while you're there.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know we have only about a minute left. One of my listeners wants to know about travel insurance. Do you recommend people get travel insurance, with everything going on?
I think it's a good idea, and those are offered through individual resorts, of course, airlines as well. It might be a good idea if you're questioning your ability to get there and enjoy that. So that's usually advisable.
Okay, awesome. Julie, any other advice you'd like to give our listeners?
Well, I just like to say it's ever-evolving. There's always new things in Myrtle Beach. We are also an autism-friendly destination, something we're very proud of. And we want everybody to know that they belong at the beach. It's very inclusive. It's for everybody. It's affordable. And you can find out all about it at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
That's fantastic. Julie, thank you for all you do. We can't wait to have you back. And enjoy your summer.
I certainly will. You too.
Take care, Julie. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDA. I'm just fascinated by the beach, the differences in the sand. And you know what I noticed? I seem to burn my feet a lot on the California side of things. And I love California. But I don't seem to burn my feet on the beach on the East Coast. So I don't know what it is. 1-877-DOCADALI, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys,
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, making headlines is Netflix apparently is standing up to woke. And Netflix has been in the center of a lot of controversy with the Dave Chappelle stand up shows that are offered on Netflix. And I've known Dave Chappelle and his humor since, you know, he was on, he was in The Nutty Professor, he was in Men in Tights. I have followed his career, you know, for a while. And, you know, as most comedians do, they press the envelope. They push the edge. They will go where the non-comedian doesn't dare to go. And people have been boycotting Netflix. They have been asking Netflix
to ban Dave Chappelle. And apparently, Netflix has sent a quote-unquote culture memo telling staff that if they are offended by the content, they could leave. According to Daily Mail, bosses warned that they will not censor specific artists or voices, even if employees consider the content harmful. Now, this is a huge change because in the last few years, I think it's really only been the last few years where it really, you know, became, you know, very heated. But many companies are like, oh, are you offended? Okay, if you're offended, we're going to change the whole, we're going to change the whole policy. Oh, somebody's offended. Oh no. And then every day somebody was getting offended about something. And so employers and companies are falling all over themselves. And I think what this is a sign of, and I really love looking at the psychology of business and the psychology of employers, is I think a company is starting to find, and this is something I told you guys, that eventually you're going to be tripping on yourself, trying to do everything woke, that you're going to find out that it just doesn't work, and you end up saying, you know what, this is me. You know, relationships. This happens in relationships. And I'm not saying this is the best way to go, but this happens in relationships all the time. You're with somebody, and you keep bending for them, and you keep bending, and you keep bending, and you keep bending. And then, depending on who you're with, and their psyche, it's never good enough. And I've lived with people like this where, not, you know, no. Now they find something else to complain about. They find something else. And, you know, as a child, you can't move out, and you're, you know, and if it's not one thing, it's another. And then finally, you just get to a point, and it took me years, to go, you know what, I'm not going to try to please them. I'm done with trying to please this person. And, boy, was it enlightening. It was the biggest burden off my shoulders. And the relationship still lasts. You know, I'm still relatively close with this person. But I had to finally say, I'm done. There's nothing I do that's going to please you. And so what people, you know, when people want progress, and I've said this before, you need to, you know, one, pick your battles and make sure that not every single thing gets complained about. Because at some point, you're going to have an employer say, you know what? Forget it. It's less painful taking heat for not doing it than for doing it, or vice versa. You know, we talked about the other day menstrual leave, where employers might have to pay. This is in Spain, but other countries have already adopted this, where, you know, 3 days a month, people get to take off, either paid or unpaid, for their periods. Now, that's nice. Trust me, I hated working, you know, with my period. But when you start to look at everything, you know, maybe that should have come first before all the other changes and things that employers have to deal with, you know, when it comes to, well, we got to make sure, you know, there's a room for breastfeeding, and we have to, you know, I mean, I get it. All these things are nice, but if it's too much, too many, you're going to have some employers that, you know what, we'll just hire men. And you know, the backlash is going to be way easier than violating something when if somebody doesn't get their menstrual leave or somebody does, and it ends up hurting the people that you're trying to help. You know, we spoke about Barbie yesterday, now making a vitiligo doll. Vitiligo is a condition where you lose skin pigment and you have swaths of your skin that either have pigment or not. And they're making a hearing impaired Barbie. Well, it's lovely, and I think it helps people that have those conditions feel included. But then what about chemotherapy Barbie? What about asthma Barbie? What about autism Barbie? And so Barbie might end up, you know, why did you choose this doll, and what about blind Barbie? And at some point, that, you know, they're going to probably have to come back and say, look, this is all we're doing. We can't do a doll for every condition that every child has. Now, I'm not saying not to try, but I think Netflix is one of the first companies that outwardly is saying, look, guys, you know, if you don't like it, lump it. There's we just can't, you know, censor artists or voices. So the document also called on workers to tighten their belts and rein in corporate spending as the company is having finance issues. They have lost people to Amazon, Disney, Apple. Well, the thing I've noticed with Netflix is, you know, after you watch a show or two, your choice is to go back to old shows. I mean, right now I've been watching Arrested Development on Netflix because I never saw Arrested Development, and it's funny. But, you know, if you want something new, you know, if Netflix doesn't keep having new and new content, then that's a problem. Stocks have nosedived, and, you know, the company has, you know, been at war with itself with airing content that some woke workers claim is harmful to them. And, I mean, you know, Dave Chappelle made jokes about Jews, transgender, I mean, everybody. He you know, and not even that, he also, you know, kind of gave his opinion. And so comedians are feeling that they either have to have an opinion that is like everybody else's, or now, as you've seen with Chris Rock, they could be under fire. And so, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see where the country goes next, because employers call me and the employers are like, I don't know what to do. I can't win. Whatever I do, I'm going to do wrong. You know, how do you please everybody? And it's hard. And we get these guidelines, and these guidelines are very difficult. I told you schools are struggling because Title IX protects any student from being exposed to anything of a sexual nature that they don't want to be. So what do schools do if they have, you know, if they, you know, have, you know, open transgender policies where a trans female uses a female bathroom, but a child sees the penis? Is that a Title IX? Or if they don't, if they try to protect against Title IX, is that against transgender policy? So eventually there's going to be a no-win situation. And when you put schools and employers and everybody in a box and you don't have the guidance of how to balance those, there ends up being breaks in the system, bad breaks. So, you know, here's Netflix saying, you don't like, leave. Not everyone will like or agree with everything on our service. While every title is different, we approach them with the same set of principles. We support the artistic expression of the creators we choose to work with. We program for a diverse set of audience tastes. So we'll see what happens with that. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.